just stank me right, Pete. I'm mad with your eyes, because I can find myself getting lost in them.
Oh.
That's good. That'll be a nice clip.
We could do that bit. We can do that bit. We could be the first ones to do it.
Can we sync now?
What?
Yeah, I'm hurting.
All right.
I'm Luffy, and I'm here looking for the greatest treasure in the world. So come aboard, right here, right now, on Divers, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Hey guys, welcome. My voice hurts.
I wonder why.
I don't know. It's not like I've been doing this for 30 minutes.
Well, I've been doing this for years.
Talking about it's my first day.
Oh no. All right, so welcome. Welcome back. It's a new day. On the FAP podcast. My name is...
What is it? What does it stand for,
Pino? Oh, yeah, the Funky Anime Podcast.
Thank you.
My name is Pino, as usual. I will not be hosting... Actually, I am hosting.
Oh, no. Who's supposed to host it? You've run out of hosts! No!
Delete this.
I'm gonna have... No! We're gonna have to take... We had to do auditions.
Oh, fuck. I'm bad at people.
Anyways, to the island right beside me is our boy Chuck.
Hey, and hey, I'm over here on the island. Hey, someone, I don't have a boat. I can't swim either. I ate the gobble gobble fruit.
And the one drowning, well, that's Garb.
Hold on.
At least I'm not drowning like that, kid. Idiot. At least I got an island. Haha, what a moron.
And if you're wondering why we... Oh.
He's still dying. Give him some time.
I'm not fishing you out. Oh, God.
I'm sitting in the most obscure position because, like, I, like, tilted my head back because I already, like, got water on my desk from starting that.
Good Lord. See, even though you guys can't see us, we take our acting very seriously.
Please, I'm
seriously, if you mean good. Very, very stupidly, then
no,
absolutely.
Serious. 100% serious. Very we'll serious. Never not be serious. What are you talking about?
I got water, like, all over my pants. Shit.
Well, that's because you pissed them, you dummy.
Ooh. Oh, no. He's on to me.
Not again. anyways,
wow,
welcome
that
back.
Was solid.
If you were wondering why there's a lot of water analogies and drowning, it's because we decided to watch One Piece this week.
Well,
One Piece.
You decided... To make us watch One Piece.
Okay, I guess, but I didn't want to sound that mean about it. I, my evil plan has finally come to fruition. I made these boys... delightfully, Pino. I made these boys watch One Piece, but in a different way.
You didn't put us through the torture of watching, like, 500 episodes.
No, I was going to make you watch 800. No.
No!
Get your math right.
We decided, instead of watching regular episodes, we went the movie route, just like we did last week when we watched Interstellar 5555.
That's a music video.
Yeah, but it's still a music movie video.
Oh, no, you are on to me.
I got you. It's an AMV.
No, not the anime.
Not again. We decided to watch One Piece, episode of East Blue. And this was actually made for its 20th anniversary of the series, which was, I think, about 3 months ago or something. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank
so
you.
So it's recent. It's
We're old,
recent.
But this is very recent. Why I chose
old.
This? Well, obviously,
Maybe just like One Piece. A tiny bit.
Let's go. Yeah, I like One Piece. But you know what? Instead of me just
Pino, how many times have you watched through the anime?
Honestly, or yes. Should I lie?
Honestly,
okay, maybe like 2.5-3 times.
Not a real One Piece fan, I see.
Oh, not as good as Patrick. Shout out to Patrick from that one
from Game Explain
Game Explain video.
That one Game Explainer.
Shout out to that guy. You know who you are. I know who you are.
He doesn't know who you are.
He doesn't know who I am, but we know. But yeah, I chose this. It's an anime. It's a show that's close to my heart. Grew up with it, and you know, it's really fun. I like it. But you know, before we start, let's do our usual one. I'm gonna ask you boys what your thoughts about were
slinky.
About whoa.
Oh, good lord.
I thought I lost it, but it was sitting on my desk. How do you, I'm a fucking moron. I haven't touched it in like 2 months.
Do you have your other prop?
No, I don't. Damn. I don't know where I put it. Which is a real shame because this warrants at least some. Well, keep talking. I'll look for it.
It's gonna be like sounds of him like going.
It's okay, he's just destroying the house, just like Luffy did.
I found my Echo Dot. That's not the prop.
Good lord. While Chuck's doing that, Garp, you know, you never watched One Piece before and prior to this. And so what'd you think about, you know,
I mean, it's one of the big three, you know, like I'm a big Dragon Ball fan. I've never seen Naruto nor One Piece until now. So like I wasn't against it. I have one friend who'd seen a bunch of it and she really hated the noses. And she refused to watch it any further because she fucking hated, like, you don't understand the level of hate that went in her voice when she saw those noses.
There's a lot of noses.
Yeah. A certain Usopp comes to mind.
A certain Arlong comes to mind.
Dude, he has a good nose, though. What are you talking about?
Who, Usopp's not a girl.
What?
You said she.
She's a girl in my eyes.
Oh, best girl. Ooh, spoilers.
I really don't know why I said she. I'm dumb.
Me too. Right.
But that's good to hear. Were you excited that I just made you watch a movie instead of episodes?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
I mean, I'm gonna make you guys watch Dragon Ball Kai's first arc. So
okay. More like Dragon Ball Pi.
Wow, that was a really good fake laugh. I'm proud of you.
But what about you, Chuck? What's your history with One Piece?
So I have a kind of checkered history with One Piece.
Dude, I'm playing chess.
So, oh fuck, I can't believe that's why I'm losing.
Oh, I see.
Well, I watched about 20, well, not 20, like I think 16 episodes of the One Piece anime like a couple years ago, I guess, and I was like, I can live without it. So then I stopped. And then I got into manga over the last, like, year.
Mm-hmm.
So I started reading the One Piece manga, and I'm now up to, like, chapter, like, 150 right now, reading it very on and off.
That's good. And I think that's a good pace to read it.
Yeah, I'm not going to be fucking jamming through it.
Dude, One Piece.
Like, dude, One Piece, yeah. I could explain that, actually, extra section. But, again...
I wasn't done.
Okay, yeah, I stopped.
you make me sad.
You can go.
I can only be the saddest boy around. Howdy. And then, so I've been reading that. And then while watching this, I actually watched another, like, 10 episodes of One Piece.
Interesting.
So I'm now
just in the mood.
Like 25, and I was into the opening, and I'm like, oof, I need to just listen to it.
Ooh, don't worry. Da, da. We'll talk about that. Da, da, da. Wait, was that Jurassic Park?
I made that joke while you were AFK.
What are those?
That's a spicy.
Yeah. So, thank you for your input. It makes me happy to hear it. Not really. No, but yeah, I can see why you know, some of you watch it on and off. You have nothing against it. It's just One Piece has that, you know, a lot of things going for it and there's a lot of things so going against there. It. Yeah.
It needed this movie so bad because there's just too fucking much. It's it's like Dragon Ball Kai. Like, there's just too many episodes of Dragon Ball Z.
And that's like that some of the stigma that One Piece has kind of like acquired over the years, especially since its horrible release, as we all know, the Four Kids dub, which was very, very edited and very, very...
What a spicy classic it was, that is.
And that's where I started. I watched that and I was like, hey, this is pretty cool. And then I realized, oh, this is pretty bad.
Oh, I can't believe that I've been pranked.
Exactly. And so we, you know, people have that in the back of their minds. They're like, oh, this is a bad
How
show.
Many episodes I don't like this. Of the anime are there?
Right now, 800. Currently, 820 something.
How many are there something? Of Naruto?
500. Counting both? I don't know. Like about 700?
Well, both is around 700. Yeah.
Okay. Bleach is around like 500, I believe.
Well, Bleach kind of fell off the map. Like, Bleach really, I don't think... is really counted anymore as like one of the big four anymore. Now it's just the big three.
Yeah, it kind of like ended, and so like we're just
and everyone was like, oh, it's just stinky. You don't hear much about Bleach anymore. Which
no,
is,
you really don't.
Which is wild to me.
I would probably argue that it's the fact that what the ending was not what many fans wanted it to be, and so that might be why it kind of dropped off. But I still, you know. It's a commendable show for being on that long and for generating the kind of hype it did, especially its success in the States. Because anime compared to One Piece has done much better than One Piece in the States. Bleach has done better, Naruto's done better, DBZ's the king of the United States. But it's always been fascinating that One Piece just never caught on, and I could probably blame it on the art style and whatnot. And like again,
I still think it's that 4K kids that just immediately destroyed any chance that it could have really latched on to any sizable audience for more than like a year.
Because like Naruto and Dragon Ball Z are both like really gritty, you know, like, and they look a little more gritty, you know, like they're still cartoony, but
in a sense they look a little more anime.
Well, One Piece is just a little bit too cartoony to like seem like surface level. It wouldn't seem like it would be like, I didn't realize whenever we got into this that, you know, like every 5 minutes there was going to be a flashback. It'd be like the saddest shit I've seen ever.
I wasn't expecting so much blood.
Like the,
yeah.
Well, the flashbacks also, they had to fit them all in there for the characters. So that's just something you had to get with the movies. Mm-hmm. Like, and the... In the show, they go way more in depth and make you feel way sadder.
Exactly. Oh, no.
Yeah.
I hate emotions.
And reading the manga where you can just stare at a dead person for several minutes.
And just question your life. You're like, oh, God, this happened.
Delicious.
All right. So before we start, I just want to explain the movie real quick. The movie is basically the sum of probably the first 52-ish episodes, which is
Because it was Arlong Park is the farthest one out, right?
Yeah, that's probably like 45-ish, maybe?
Yeah,
and that's like the last bit was Arlong Park.
Mm-hmm. And it takes you through the arcs, meeting all the characters, essentially. Luffy's childhood, you meet Zoro, you meet Usopp, you meet Sanji, you meet Nami. And this is all just that, and them then entering the Grand Line. There's no fillers here, which is good. However, I will mention that some important and some kind of like recurring characters were actually cut from the movie.
Yeah, that was one of the most surprising things for me. Like all of the Sanji's like cooks that he was with, I can't remember the name. And then
one is Johnny. Carne and one is Patty. Sorry, I know the names.
Patty. It was Patty. Like because I was like Patty's like such a big kind of character builder for Sanji, and you're like,
where is
and
he?
And then they literally show him twice.
They show him twice crying and then fighting.
Yeah, and then leaving. That's it. And I'm like, bye.
Yeah, bye, they really kind of like sped through a lot of shit.
Mm-hmm. And it's
they had to fit 45 episodes in an hour and a half. So
because there'll
sense.
Be like one character that like it's like, oh, I'm just now getting attached to them, and they're dead.
Exactly.
Or gone.
There are some characters that Garb doesn't know that Chuck actually does. Like for example, Buggy the Clown. Pretty prominent.
I love clowns.
He's pretty important.
I'm so sad that Buggy wasn't in this. It made me like, I was like, okay, we're gonna get the Nami arc like the last, which makes kind of sense because Arlong Park showed up at the end. But it was like, there's no Buggy. They don't fight, and she doesn't steal shit from him. It made me angry. Mm-hmm.
We don't have the fat pirate who becomes skinny.
Oh my god, fuck, I didn't forget about her, but I'm sad that she's not there either.
We don't have Treasure Boy stuck in a treasure box.
Oh god.
Oh, but thank god the stupid Pearl guy is there.
Oh god, the Pearl.
Whose character design is the stupidest thing I've ever seen.
I laughed the first time I saw him.
I love him so much.
And we miss out on probably the last arc in what the East Blue Saga is, which is in Log Town, where a lot of important stuff happens, where they meet.
That makes me sad.
Yeah, but it's okay. For what this is, I appreciate this, but we'll talk about that a little more. All right, so since this is more of a movie, you know, it's not, you know, our kind of like our outline kind of has to change. We're just going to like talk a little bit about each episode and then just what you liked, what you didn't like and whatnot.
Yeah, that's smart.
But first, we're going to talk about what Chuck has wanted to talk about for the longest time. Let's talk about that opening.
Oh, my God.
So the opening is called We Are. It's the first One Piece opening and probably the most iconic one, seeing that it's been remixed and it's been sung by the actual actors in some of the opening title sequences. It's also in several episodes instrumentally, and it makes me cry every time.
Me too, thanks. It's really good. Yeah. It's a great song.
I love it.
It's very nostalgic.
It has that dank 90s. Like, it came out right at the tail end of the 90s, mm-hmm. but it has that 90s stank on it, which is
the 90s stank.
Phenomenal. Like, there's no other way to describe mm-hmm. it besides just like how that is, how anime was in the 90s. For
exactly.
Sure, like
exactly.
It really reminds me of, like, in terms of how iconic it is and just how, like, the song flows, really reminds me of Cha La Head Cha La, mm-hmm. the first Dragon Ball Z opening.
That's a good one,
and
too.
So, yeah. The creator of One Piece, Eiichiro Oda, he's actually a big fan of Dragon Ball. So he pulls a lot of inspirations from there, which is why some people sometimes compare it like, oh, this is just Dragon Ball, just pirates that can't swim. Or like, hey, he's got a power-up that looks kind of like Goku stuff. I'm like, yes, because, yes.
Yes.
But yeah, I do love the old song. It's so good. It's nostalgic. It makes me cry. It makes not you cry.
I'm not crying.
You're crying.
I know this is like way off track, but in a couple of scenes in the anime, mm-hmm. especially like in Zoro's backstory when Girl Sword dies,
yes, Miss Kuina.
When they're moving the casket, they play a piano cover of the theme,
mm-hmm.
and that sounds like it
destroys you. Oh, it is rough.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh my, Jesus Christ!
They recently did that in episode 826, I believe, because there was a very powerful moment there, and they orchestrated it in a different way. And I was I couldn't. I was like, okay, you did good, Toei. You did good.
You got me, Toei.
Reminds me of Dragon Ball Super. The recap song is an orchestral cha-la recap cha-la.
Oh. I like sometimes I like Toei.
Yeah, I know, right? Whenever they're good, they're good. But whenever they're bad, oof.
And they are bad most of the times. No offense, bud.
Yeah.
Stinky. Gross.
But yes, that's a good song. I like that song. All right.
Yes, me too.
So I guess we could talk about the ending song, which is basically the same one for this movie. It's We Are, but re-sung by the same guy. I forget his name. But also sung by 100 other people.
Yeah.
That's true.
Which is cool. I was like, okay, I dig this. You did it for
it first started playing and it had like the whole like crowd singing it too, I was like, man, you know, like this is really cool because it's like, because it was like the celebration of the 20-year mm-hmm. Anniversary. It was like, it just touched me.
Mm-hmm.
I felt it in my bones and in my heart.
Where on this atomically correct doll did the song touch you?
It touched me. Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Right there.
Imagine that. Okay. Cool. Good. Cool. All right. So let's get into the stuff.
Wait a second. I didn't get to talk about that.
Okay. Go ahead.
I just like the pictures.
Oh yeah.
Of all the characters that like they meet, later on down the line.
Yeah, so I don't know
the Grand Line.
I don't know if Garb knew, but those are the future crewmates
of the Straw Hats.
I assumed that it was like,
except for the last two. The last two, I don't want to say too much. Actually, you know what? The last one they show is Luffy's brother, and the second to last one they show is a group called the Revolutionary Army, which both have.
Wait a sec.
What?
Wait.
Yes.
The Revolutionary Army?
Yes, a revolutionary.
Is Luffy gonna take over America?
You better believe it. No.
Is Luffy George Washington?
Not Luffy, but someone Luffy knows.
Game anime theory. Is Luffy George Washington?
I'm gonna be king of the United States.
History would be much different
if Luffy was George Washington.
I just want to have fun, bros.
He'd be a good stretchy president.
And then the third president would be Usopp.
God, he'd be the vice president.
He'd be the and Zoro would be at Lost. Okay. So let's actually, before we talk about like the stuff, let's just talk about the art again, because I don't think we talked about it. Let's just talk about the art. So in this one, obviously the art is updated from any probably old episodes that you've seen. What'd you guys think of the art?
It reminds me of fucking Dragon Ball Super, but that's just because Toei, and I'm sure there's like, I know that there are some directors in common between One Piece and Dragon Ball Super. Mm-hmm. I know that there was one guy who worked on One Piece and moved to Dragon Ball Super, so that's why it kind of felt familiar to me.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of how I felt when familiar. I watched Dragon Toei. Ball. I was like, oof, but, I'm right at home.
But not too not familiar.
Exactly.
Yes.
Because I watched all like the old shit, It kind of is night and day, honestly. Like, even though the old stuff has, like, you know, the kind of hand-drawn aesthetics of some parts, especially with, like, shading for shadows.
Mm-hmm.
But with the new, it's obviously updated to 16:9 aspect ratio, a lot more on the screen. Mm-hmm. And because of the overall, like, theming of... It's a little bit darker than the show was.
Yeah.
Mostly because they didn't have time for all the goofs and gaffs.
Ironically enough, even though it's darker, the contrast is much lighter.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, it's a very colorful. Because watching the old stuff, it's much more washed out than I remembered. But because I watched the episode, I'm like, oof!
As someone who's watched basically all the episodes and movies, it's odd, like, watching episode 800, feeling like nothing's changed, and then going back and saying, wow, Nami's wasn't like that. Nami didn't look like this. What is
no.
This? She's a babby.
Absolutely
here.
Not. She's a small child.
Like, Usopp was darker before.
Why's he got a sucker in his mouth?
Where's Zoro diaper?
Zoro didn't have that green hair. And Sanji was pretty white. Okay, but yeah. There's a lot of differences, and again, this is kind of why I recommended the movie. Everything's a little more, it's faster, it looks prettier, and it's like a bite-sized meal. You basically get 50 episodes, essentially.
And this is a good way to test the waters to see if you liked it.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's what I usually recommend to people. I say, watch this, see if you like it.
It's really good. It really needed this movie, in my opinion.
It always needs these types of movies. They've only done this. They're doing this fairly recently. They keep calling them episodes of. So there was an episode of Luffy, which was part of his, I believe. Actually, that one was odd. I won't talk about that one. There was an episode of Nami, which actually was Arlong Park, but not as condensed as it was in this version.
Yeah.
It's actually in detail. It's fantastic. It's
I need to watch that.
That one's good.
I'll talk about it when we get to Nami's story.
And we'll talk about that there. They've also had one for a future character named Sabo. They had an episode for Sabo. They had an episode of Mary, which was all about the ship, which is heartbreaking, but I will tell you that later. But I actually appreciate these. They even had an episode of Chopper, which is a future crew member, but a lot of things were altered, and obviously the image quality was better. Let's talk about the sound, the music. What'd you think, other than the opening, you know? I'll tell you one thing.
It was good,
though.
but it didn't really stick out to me.
Okay. Don't worry.
Yeah, like, there's... Albeit just because I only watched it once.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nothing... Like, if you're watching a show, like, over the course of, like, even just 13 episodes, there's a lot more that you can pick up on.
Mm-hmm.
But watching just a movie, you don't get a lot of that, especially if you if it's new to you,
mm-hmm.
yeah. and you have to focus on the story and whatnot. That is just basically only focusing on the story at that point. So you would probably need a second or a third time around to truly
yeah.
get it. And especially with you, Pino, you would get it immediately because this is all your fucking jam.
And this is where
and
I
it's all very familiar to you.
Exactly. So it was actually a mix of old and new. So like there was several old tracks, which I appreciated very much, but they used some of the new music from even the most current episodes, which I think they placed in the correct places, like in the fight with Gein. That music was different.
Gein. I miss the old Gein fight. Sorry.
The old Gein fight was good. I will say that. I miss that. Because it was a little more, you felt it more.
It was, like, even though the animation was fantastic for this new, the new fight, mm-hmm. like, oof, that was good. But then the old Gein fight is just, chef kiss.
I feel like all the old fights carried more weight than this movie.
Yeah. Well, because also each one of these fights was a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Except the one with Sanji. That one felt like it took a while.
Yeah.
Well, because that's also like basically three fights in one. Mm-hmm. So it's a package deal.
Technically four, but we'll get there. All right. So let's start with episode of Luffy. And I'll just do a quick summary of this. This is Luffy's origin story in the village, in Fusha Village, which is just, I guess, a fancy word for pinwheels because there's a lot of like pinwheels yeah. there. He's a little boy. He meets a pirate crew, the red-haired pirates led by Shanks. And he, you know, bonds with them. He wants to be a pirate. You find out the origin of his scar. You find out how Luffy becomes a rubber boy. You see yeah. how Luffy almost dies.
Stretchy boy.
And you see a lot of Shanks and his like personality. Mm-hmm. Him fighting him not reacting towards being attacked by the Mountain Bandits, then him reacting once Luffy was captured by the Mountain Bandits, and Shanks, oh yeah, spoiler, sorry, and Shanks losing his arm, saving Luffy. And then the passing of the hat to Luffy, and then Luffy mm-hmm. leaving the village. So what'd you guys...
I'm really sad mm-hmm. that, like, albeit... I think this part probably carried the most over from the original,
mm-hmm.
but like still there, I don't, once again, like especially with Shanks losing his arm, like that shit hits when you're like watching it episode by episode. This one's very much like, oh, there goes his arm.
There goes.
Oops, feels bad. And like, especially with like the importance of him later on,
mm-hmm.
like it's just, I didn't feel like there was enough given. This is going to be a running theme, mostly because I know some of the stuff that happens, but it's just, I feel that every part of this could be given a little bit more breathing room.
Yeah.
Like if they split these episodes up to like, maybe if they did an hour long for each little snippet,
mm-hmm.
maybe that would be better for like sake. But once again, It's probably the best, one of my favorite ones from this, just because I love Shanks and all of Luffy's origin story and how a small boy he was. It was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of sad that Shanks didn't come back a whole lot more.
Watch the anime.
Oh, yeah, boy. Exactly. It's like he does, just not in this section that we saw.
A running thing for me in this entire episode will be, if only you knew.
So, yeah, if
only you guys knew.
I knew a little bit.
So, this basically, the episode of Luffy, if you want to translate it to the anime, it's like basically, I think it's episode 3 and 4, maybe?
I think it was 4.
It was.
If I'm looking mm-hmm. it up, because the first 3 episodes were Kobe, right?
Yes.
We're meeting Kobe and Fat Princess.
Mm hmm.
Yeah, no, it's only. Is that only episode 4? Was this only one episode?
This, yeah, for Luffy, at least in the anime, it was only one episode.
Yeah, yeah, it's only one episode, which is wild, but, you know, it was only one episode, but I still think that the episode itself carried more weight than this, the single boy.
I want to point out, I won't point out a lot of things, but at least in this one, in the episode of Luffy, I agree with everything you said. However, I do like how there is a little bit more clarity in this episode of things to come in mm-hmm. in the movie than in the anime. I don't know if you guys paid attention to when Shanks actually saves Luffy, right? He stares at the sea monster and he says, he just says, "Get lost," right? And they do a real hard focus on his eye.
Yeah,
and
I know. Effect. I know this one.
That's important.
It is really important. And only if you knew.
If only you knew. No. But I can actually kind of explain it. Think about this, like, if we were thinking about it in Dragon Ball garb, think of this like...
speak my language.
Think of, because since I saw an episode of Dragon Ball yesterday, think Ultra Instinct. Think something like that.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
All right. So let's move on from there. Episode, the second one that followed was the episode of Zoro, which in this case, this takes place before, this takes place, this is like episode 2 or 3 in the anime.
Yeah.
And this explains how Luffy met Zoro and Zoro's backstory. So Zoro was captured for a reason, which was because he's a good boy, but the Navy's bad apparently. So he's arrested. He's challenged to being arrested for a month, and if he survives, they'll let him go, but they're going to kill him beforehand. Little girl feeds Zoro. Big, ugly pineapple head boy throws cookies on ground. Sorry, rice balls.
No, donut. Jelly-filled donut.
Jelly-filled donuts.
Dude, I love me some jelly donuts.
Throws them on the floor.
Jelly-filled are my favorite.
Luffy says, "Oh my gosh, this guy's not a bad guy." We learn about Zoro. And his friend, his dream is to be the best swordsman because he promised his friend, who was a female, that he would. Then friend dies because she falls down the stairs. And then, you know, he joins Luffy. I'm gonna stop right there so we can talk about that short section first.
Yeah, like what short section? Like the flashback first or just
the flashback
overall?
And then them fighting the guy with the axe.
So the God, it's this, you know, me saying it again, it just didn't cover enough.
Exactly.
There wasn't enough time to digest to get any impact of the character. I felt it because I already knew what was going to happen. Mm-hmm. And, that was, and especially with the flashback, like, they almost dedicate an entire, like, episode to that single flash. Like, half an episode is just that flashback.
Mm-hmm. See, to me, who'd never seen, like, anything before, like, this is my first exposure, it felt like she was just in there and then she died. Like the swordswoman girl.
They fight like 4 times in the flashback.
Mm-hmm. And he loses his time.
It's just there's just nothing to digest.
Mm-hmm.
I think I said in Discord like it felt really ham-fisted, but I mean to someone who's experienced
steamed
this before,
it's like
it would make more sense.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, but to someone who hasn't, like, I was like, okay, she's there, and then she's dead. What?
So, you know? They glossed.
And that's just because they wanted to keep this really short, you know, that the, you know, it suffered in a couple of places.
Exactly.
Which I mean,
for sure.
Not that, I understand why they did it.
Mm-hmm. And so they, in this section, they kind of glossed over, I would say,
a lot.
2 to 3 important characters. They glossed over pink-haired boy named Kobe. They
Kobe
glossed
Brian.
Over Helmeppo, which was the annoying
Kobe.
Jerk, the one who threw the jelly-filled donuts on the floor. And they glossed the enemy of this arc, Axe Hand Morgan. The latter not having too much of an importance, but Kobe and Helmeppo being very important later on.
Yeah. I like the Morgan fight, I miss, just because that was an interesting one, especially starting out in the anime.
Mm-hmm.
But since, like, they got to speed it up. But there's still, once again, not enough time.
Exactly.
I like this little arc. This is a really cool one, especially with Zoro. You get a lot of interesting things about it that you don't, you know, he's a super strong guy and he fights with a sword in his mouth. Like, come on.
Exactly.
It's pretty tight.
Whenever my first reaction was like, whenever he first said like 3 sword method, I was like, what? And then Pino was like, oh, don't worry. There's people who use more later. And I was like, what?
And so.
Well, didn't you see the flashback? He had like 50 swords.
Yeah. And he lost.
So perfectly stupid.
He's great.
So that's basically part one of Zoro's story. The second part takes place. Chronologically, it takes place before the events of what happened with Sanji.
Arlong.
Yeah, before Arlong, but before Sanji and, like, In the middle of Sanji, actually.
No, I thought it was like right after they beat the Great Pirate.
No,
guy.
They.
Or was that in the middle?
Cause it was like... in the middle, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah.
In this part, we jump to where they are on the boat, the Baratier, and Zoro, since his lifelong goal is to be the greatest swordsman.
Of course.
He seeks to beat the greatest swordsman, currently, who is Hawkeye Mihawk, which he encounters really early on in the series, which I actually enjoyed. And so the second part is his fight against Mihawk and him losing by like 5 miles.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And then vowing.
Got fucking murked.
And then vowing. Again, it gives him like a goal, which is a good thing. It's like, okay, here's how strong you are. Here's how strong the strongest guy is. You just need to get there.
Exactly.
And then better. You know.
And then he vows never to lose again to Luffy. Because apparently Luffy deserves only the best. So let's talk about that fight.
Yeah, so it just shows the different skill level, which I think is super smart, especially because from what, like in the anime and in the movie, what you've seen before is that he can kick some ass.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
there's people who
can't hold down a peg.
He got his ass kicked by a pocket knife.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah.
I remember being super shocked seeing that for the first time. I was like, what?
It was awesome.
It was great.
Because I'm so used to, like, Dragon Ball, where, like, an enemy that, like, yeah, I can totally take this guy. And then it's, like, 20 episodes of them fighting that one guy. And then it's like, oh, we're perfectly even. You know, there's not really a lot of times where they're like, oh, nope, everyone's dead. We lost. You know.
Well, that's also funny because the fight in this, in the movie... It's about the same length of the fight that was in the anime.
Yeah.
It's just, it was very short and very precise.
And I like that because it kind of like, it starts the power scaling that exists in the world of One Piece.
Yeah.
And like, even now, there are several people who are stronger than Zoro currently. So like, the fact that Zoro's now super strong, but the fact that Mihawk is still stronger even now is pretty like...
So it's stronger.
Wild. It's yeah.
I can't believe how stronger he is.
Yo, harder, better, faster, stronger. Nice joke.
Callback. I like this part of his episode.
Mm.
The first part of the episode, not a fan of.
Mm-hmm.
The second part, though, kind of redeems it, but not enough that it can really. But it does have Johnny in it, which I'm always a fan of.
Good boy, Johnny.
Mm-hmm.
But
how's
Yoshiko.
Your sex life?
Oh, hi.
All right. Next episode is the episode of Usopp. Now, Usopp.
Oh, my boy.
Usopp's a sad boy.
I love Usopp.
He's a liar. He is known as the village liar. He lies every morning about pirates coming to town. Then he's like, psych, I gotcha.
And, psych, you idiot.
And they're like, oh, Usopp, we hate you.
Oh, you silly boy.
Usopp
gonna beat you now.
Is the role model of the Usopp Pirates, which is formed of carrot, apple, and onion. Yes, that's their names, because their hairstyles are that of carrots, apples, and onions. But he's also great friends with the richest person in his village, Kaya, and hated by Kaya's butler, Clahador. Clahador is actually a pirate who planned for 3 years to murder and steal the fortune of Kaya. Usopp hears this. He sees the Michael Jackson man. And he's like, oh, no. I got to save them. And Luffy and crew decide to help him out. And bada bing, bada boom, they win. But Usopp's pretty bad at fighting.
Pretty shit.
Yes. So what did you guys think of this part, Usopp's episode?
Garb can go first.
So I've been watching Vinny's Vine Sauce's streams of... Ripened Tingle in Balloon Land.
Oh, God.
And in that game, you use a slingshot a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And all I can think of was Tingle. And now I just really want to see, like, a mixture of Usopp and Tingle.
Fan art. God, somebody
I
out
don't,
there.
I don't want to. I don't want that at all.
I can see that. That'd be perfect.
Kalumpali.
I really... What's her name? What's her name? Kaya?
Kaya.
That was cool, because it's like, oh, he's a goofball, but he has a heart of gold,
yes,
you know?
He's a sad boy.
He's got Usopp, come on.
So, you can go first, Chuck.
Okay, yeah, because you're more intelligent than me.
No, you go ahead.
I really like Usopp as a character. Like, he's just great. I love him. He's a doof, and he lies, but that's okay.
What makes a good character is, like, them having realistic flaws, you know? And he has realistic flaws.
And he's like, the only...
He's relatable.
Like, he's one of the only humans in this crew, technically.
Yeah, he's definitely a normal guy with a long-ass nose and a kind of good slingshot, honestly. Mm-hmm.
Quite phallic nose.
I don't know what he does with it, but, you know. I guess we'll never know. Yeah.
It's like, I just like God Usopp because he's great. Mm-hmm. He's a very believable character.
Yeah.
Because he just cares about, like, his town. Mm-hmm. And he, like, cares about, like, his friends. Like, even though Carrot, Onion, and fucking Apple, they're all chilling. Because Usopp's like, no, dog, go follow your dreams.
I want to be a novel writer.
Yeah, I'm like, God bless you, novel writer. Keep on going.
He's got a heart of gold.
Yeah,
he does. He's fantastic, and he has stupid little goggles, and it makes me happy.
I glossed over the fact that Usopp actually has a pretty famous father. His dad actually joined the Red Hair Pirates.
Yasop.
Yes, Yasop.
And Yasop.
Even though he has the same skin color, his nose comes from his mother.
Yeah, which you can see when she dies.
Yes.
Oops. Oh, no.
Usopp is, like, if you actually watch the episodes, he actually has one of the saddest backstories, kind of.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I enjoyed the section. I enjoyed the fight was a little super fast, actually.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because they didn't even have the cats. Mm-hmm. And I was sad I didn't get to see my fucking gross-ass, fat, and skinny-ass cat.
Yes, Garb, there are two sad. Ugly... Yeah, they're pirate... are based on cats, and so they have some cat cosplays that you die
for. They are disgusting.
You'll have to show me some pictures later.
I'm gonna send a link.
Yeah. So they glossed over a couple fights, but in my opinion, I think they got the general gist of what was going on. Clahador, he was a famous pirate before he decided to quit and become a servant for some reason. And what you actually don't know, Garb, is that he is the reason why Axehand Morgan looks the way he does.
Oh, yes. Interesting.
He breaks his jaw, breaks his hand, and then he has Michael Jackson hypnotize the boy to say, okay, you caught me and you killed me. And that's why he thinks he's so great.
Check the three Weebos chat.
Yeah, check that. And if you want, you could put this on the vid. Oh, God.
Yep, it's a good image, isn't it?
I get a laugh and a gasp, and I'm disgusted.
Why is there a picture of Goku? Is Hank Hill is Goku, and, like, the rest...
Or the other three. As Boomhauer.
Which one's Boomhauer? Is Luffy Boomhauer? Yeah, Luffy's Boomhauer.
It's oh, man. Me from Bleach.
That's me, Naruto.
I'm sorry.
Damn it, Gohan.
Yeah, I'm just going
to... Gaara's using that pocket sand.
God, that's very good. But the cat boys, that's a pretty good fight that Garb missed out on.
Very good one. But don't worry.
That explains why Crescendo or whatever the fuck his name was has the claws. That makes sense now.
The finger swords.
Crescendo. We'll just call him
Crescendo. I don't fucking remember his name.
Crescendo.
He's actually one of my favorite East Blue villains, mostly because of, like, he's the only smart one.
You just like the butler.
I just like glasses.
He likes the butler aesthetic.
Yes.
Just tell us. Like, I like him a lot because he's an actual threat, which is wild.
I didn't like Dragon Maid because they were just maids and butlers.
Fafnir.
Kuro's great.
That's why I liked Fafnir.
It's just, he was evil, and he... pulled the long con, and you get even more of that once again in the show, but, like, especially now, you don't get the full impact. Mm-hmm. Like, you can tell that he's evil in the show, but it drills in the fact that the girl is, like, under kind of the the impression that he's good and whatnot, which is rough.
Yeah. Trusting someone for that long and then...
Rip Kaya.
I'll steal it!
And no one will ever know!
All right.
It's just good.
Yeah, it's good.
Good arc, which is weird because this is the only one that one of the two arcs that take place one after another.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no time skip
in
between.
It's just like, we made it to the next island. Oh, a long-nosed weirdo.
Oh, what a fucking nerd.
Nerd?
What a long-nosed loser.
Oh, and Sheep Boy. Sheep Boy wasn't there.
Ah, yeah, Sheep Boy. God. So Sheep Boy...
Who gives him the ship?
Yeah, he's the Sheep Boy. His name is Mary. Also.
Yep.
Gives him their first ship, the Going Mary.
No.
Mm-hmm.
I like the part at the end where he was like, I'll see you guys around. And Zoro's like, come on, get on the ship.
Yeah.
He's like, what do you mean?
I was really happy that they kept that because that's...
Do you mean I'm going to be a captain?
No, I'm the captain, I'm the idiot. Captain. Look at me,
it's like us arguing.
Yeah, basically.
Oh my god, they're us.
They're... Oh god.
I can't believe I'm Luffy.
Oh my god, I can't believe I'm Usopp.
I'm not cool enough to be Zoro.
No, you're Sanji. But let's talk about
Look
Sanji.
At those kicks.
Look
but
those.
I can't cook.
I'm allergic. No. The fourth episode was of our favorite chef that only shows one eye, as typical anime people do.
He's edgy.
Sanji. Let's go through that real quick. Sanji works on a boat restaurant. He feeds this guy named Gin, and he's like, oh, why are you feeding me? He's like, oh, because you shouldn't starve, bro. And he's like, oh, thank you. And Luffy's like, I like you. You should join my crew.
What the fuck was up with that? Why was he just, like, dying there?
Okay, I can explain that. It's tough. So, Gin is part of the Krieg Pirates, the guy who then later goes on the boat and takes everyone hostage and fights, right? They were in the Grand Line prior to this event. And they were chased off by Mihawk, who was hunting them. So their boat was destroyed, and once they reached the East Blue again, they were like, they had no food, no provisions and whatnot.
He's from the bad guy group.
Yeah, he's from the bad guy.
Yeah, so he's from Don Krieg's crew.
And so
that's why it was like so cool of Sanji to feed him, because he's from the bad guy group. Okay.
Because he didn't have money, and
he didn't even
Patty
know he was
beat
from
the
there.
Shit out of him.
Yeah, Patty was like, get out of here.
I get it. Fuck? I get it now.
I love
Thank
Patty.
You.
What do you want, you dirtbag?
Patty's great.
The customer's always right. And,
yeah, in the sub, I think he calls them mere bastards or something.
Which
is really good. I like it.
Oh man, Patty's the best. But yeah, so Sanji feeds him, unknowing that he's a pirate. Then once his captain,
so he didn't know that he was a bad guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Once his captain appears, you don't see Gin until he takes the head chef, a man known as Red Leg Zeff,
old geezer.
What's up with people losing limbs in this show, by the way?
It's a fetish.
It's okay, sure. And then Sanji gets hit by Pearl. Luffy goes one-on-one with Krieg.
Pearl's Gin, fucking stupid.
Yes, he is.
He looks
Gin
so stupid.
Gin beats up Pearl because he's like, no, I'll kill him. I might as well. He fed me. I should be the one. Cool fight. Gin can't do it because he's a good boy.
Because he's a bitch.
He could have killed Sanji, but then like you see like teardrops on him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, he can't do it because he's a good boy.
He's a good boy.
We haven't talked about it a lot. A lot of the fucking characters cry.
Yo, yeah. And
oh boy, like, are they ugly criers.
Yes.
Oh my god, they're all disgusting.
It's horrible, but that's what I like. It's because they suffer.
No, especially during the show, there's a lot of crying. Mm-hmm. You're like, oof, there's a lot of sadness.
God, I could feel it. They drew that so well.
Yeah.
Sometimes, not all the time.
It's very
not all the time.
I mean, that really says a lot about the overall animation because it's very exaggerated.
Mm-hmm.
It's very fun to watch. And you're like, ooh, you're I wonder know what faces they're gonna make. You know?
She died.
Oh, what a goofy face.
There's such good like reaction images.
Exactly.
It's great. I love it.
So Sanji gets knocked out by Pearl. We find out his backstory. He was once a apprentice on a ship, gets invaded by the head chef, Mr. Zeff. Then the ship goes bye-bye in the water. Zeff saves him. They end up on a deserted island. Zeff gives him a small bag of food while he has a bigger bag of food. Sanji eats all his food in like the course of I guess that was like a month or something. I don't remember. And then he's like, oh man, the old man didn't eat any of his food. So he decides to kill the old man. But first, let's take a look at his food. It wasn't food. It was gold. Then he's like, what? You mean you gave me all your food? And then he looks at him and his leg's gone. Whoopsie daisies. And, you know, we're going to actually talk about this section. So in the anime, it's implied that, and it's seen that he loses his leg because he saves Sanji and while he's in the water, like something, he gets his leg stuck and so he has to sacrifice his leg that way and rip it off. In this movie and in the manga, it's heavily implied that he eats his leg.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got the impression that he ate it.
Which I read the manga before the anime, mm-hmm. before watching that anime episode, so I'm like, definitely the eating the leg part is way fucking more intense.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. You probably like, and that's what people usually complain about when they watch the anime and saying it's bad. They're like, oh, it's because they changed it. And I'm like, guys, it's still a kid. Like, it technically, the age group they aim for the anime is like for kids, so they have to censor this kind of stuff.
Well, I mean, that was a whole like other, like, we could do a whole video like on that alone. Yeah. Of them, like, that to them, that was just like importing cartoons, mm-hmm. just as a cheap way to like fill a block.
Exactly. Yeah,
which is a really interesting thing just to think about and
yeah,
like discuss on how different then is to now, especially on how they treat. But let's not talk about that,
because we should do that sometime. That'd be interesting.
Yeah, maybe one day. And so we understand why Sanji and Zeff feed people, because they've understood starvation in that sense. Go back to the fight. Let's see. Luffy fights Krieg. Chef Man is like, pay attention to this boy. This guy,
he has a soul.
He's not a quitter.
He ain't no bitch.
He fly, he stings like a butterfly, eats like a bee. Wait a second. Well, he does one of those things. And so then Sanji decides to join the crew after they beat Krieg.
Yay!
I like the animation.
Because he's a good boy.
He's a good boy.
I like him.
I like Sanji. I like Sanji.
This is a pretty good one. Yeah. I like this one.
This one was one of the longer ones, which I like. Yeah. I appreciate
it. I just like Sanji. So, like, I wish there was more Sanji in the movie. There just wasn't a whole lot.
Well, Sanji's a good boy. He can kick.
He can kick.
Yeah. Okay. I wanted to see more kicking. I was like, yeah, I want to watch him do this for the rest of the thing. And then there was like no more fights with him.
Yeah, you should watch the anime. You'll get a lot of kicks.
I mean, I might. I enjoy
it. I think you would like it, especially with your Dragon Ball Z aesthetic that you're in.
So, not only that, but like I like playing like with stuff like this that actually have a decent dub, I would assume. Mm-hmm. You know, it's nice to be able to.
I like it.
All right.
It's okay.
It's nice to be able to slap it on the background while I like play video games. You know,
the actors for the dub were actually chosen by the creator to voice them because he actually
do the Funimation dub, please.
It'll be weird not hearing Luffy have the same voice as Krillin.
Oh yeah. However, you'll hear Usopp in the English dub have the same voice as Krillin in the English dub because they're the same. Piccolo is Zoro.
Yeah, oh my God. Well, I mean, it's Funimation.
Yeah.
Let's see. Bulma is Toshigi, who you don't know.
Big rip.
I don't know if Vegeta's in this.
Vagina?
You mean
Sanji is future Trunks, I believe.
It's not Chris Sabat, is it?
Chris Sabat is Zoro, yes.
Oh, okay. And then who's the other guy? It's like Chris Sabat and there's the other guy. How do I not remember his name?
Is he Dio in the dub?
Dude, is he Patrick Starr?
No, this is Dio.
I see.
There's our JoJo joke forced in.
Yeah.
So a little trivia about the episode of Sanji. This is not the first time they reanimated the Sanji kind of saga thing. They did that during the anime, and they did it fairly recent when this was released, due to the current thing having to do with Sanji again. But that's all I'll say. And even in that remake, they imply that he ate his leg, and then it's weird. Continuity's weird here.
Continuity's funky for real. I like I do like the this adaptation, albeit once again could have used more time to breathe, especially because this was the arc that I watched.
Mm-hmm.
Like this entire arc was one of the things that I watched this week.
Mm-hmm.
and it's really fresh on my mind. Like, especially the Don Krieg parts, that doesn't get enough emphasis, like, on how it did in the actual anime itself.
I laugh. You can continue. Hmm? This was for Guard, but I'll tell you later.
Okay. All right. It's just, it was just not enough, but it's still, this might have some of the best explanations to a character and stuff like that.
Yeah, very much so. I laughed when you sent that Discord message saying, oh God, gun armor. I was like, oh, I know who he's talking about.
Yeah, this was one of the issues that I had with power scaling. Mm-hmm. Because Luffy just fucking destroys this.
Yeah,
man.
I was surprised. I was expecting a fight.
Albeit in the movie he destroys it. In the anime, not as much though. He still wins.
Okay.
But it wasn't so cut and dry. Mm. But it's still something that Luffy beat this, like, regarded as one of the most notorious pirates on the sea at
he
that time.
He just crushes him. Yeah.
He had the title at that time as the strongest man in the East Blue. So
yep.
That's something.
Which is one of the four seas.
Which is laughable. you're nothing. All right. So let's move on to our last episode of Nami. Nami Girl. We start in Orange Town, which is where Buggy would be, but we don't really pay attention
big
to that
rip.
Part.
I'm sad that arc didn't make it.
Could you explain Buggy to me?
Buggy
you guys
the
talked
clown.
About him a lot.
Wait, can I try and give
you
a little
while I find a picture.
So Buggy is a clown that also ate a forbidden fruit.
Oh,
but instead
so he's
of being,
stretchy.
No, no. Instead of being a stretchy boy, he can take off parts of his body.
He can split up.
That sounds amazing.
So his head comes off, his hands come off, that. And he's just a good goofy guy.
Yeah.
And I don't think you'd care that much, but Shanks and Buggy were once on a pirate crew together.
Yes.
Oh,
so, they know each other. So when he sees a straw hat, he's like, oh God.
Look at the clown.
Look at the clown.
Look at him. There he is.
Look at him.
Look at him.
Oh, okay. Beautiful.
He's
beautiful.
Oh my God.
Do you think that's part of his hat? No, that's his hair.
No, that is 100%.
That's his hair.
That makes perfect sense.
Yes.
That's why we were talking about him so much, because I love
him. He's the best. And if only you knew the powers of the great Buggy the clown.
Oh. I think. Like, I remember shit about him, but there's definitely things that I don't know of yet, which is sad.
If only you knew.
I love Buggy, though. Like, he's just a legitimate clown.
Mm-hmm. He's clowning around.
And he's just a fucking goofer.
Trivia, that's his actual nose.
Yeah, I know that as well.
Of course
he's
it
very
is.
Sensitive and, about anyone talking bad about his nose.
Yeah, and what is it? In the manga, actually, with, you know how they sometimes have, illustrations of of characters, in between? Mm-hmm. Buggy actually is with the fat girl that you didn't see.
Yeah, so I'll put up a picture of the fat girl on the Discord.
Yeah, so fat girl Magoo.
Fat girl Alvita.
Yeah, Alvita say.
Alvita say.
She basically goes on a trip with, was it just Buggy's head, I think?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's great.
Yes. And so what Chuck knows, but what Garb doesn't know, and I'll put a picture of Alvita before.
There she is.
And she,
Chunk.
She found a devil fruit as well, which was the slip fruit. Which made her body very slippery, turning her into this.
Making
Whoa.
Her
yes.
very much a banger.
Yes, and it's the best thing.
I mean, she was before, but...
she got even more beautiful, which I didn't think was possible, but damn.
And she's actually pretty strong.
Damn, she fucked.
Attacks don't hurt her.
Pretty good.
They slip off her.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Which
good thing she's a comedic character, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously.
For sure. Because if she was an actual legitimate
threat,
oh, that'd be scary. Especially with her and Buggy if they teamed up, for real. That'd be wild. And we're still talking about the town.
Yes.
So the town.
You go ahead.
Oh, yeah, go for it.
Go ahead. I don't know what you were going to say. I actually have no idea what you're going to say.
No, I'm just saying that with Nami especially, mm-hmm. there's a lot of development with her in the town, along with Zoro and Luffy. Mm-hmm. A lot of little character things that happen, especially with like the town being deserted, and then
and the dog,
Luffy. Yeah. Oh God, why was it the dog? I'm sad. Fuck. So Luffy and Nami like meet up, and there's like a good discussion that they have, and like they talk, and that's a lot of stuff that you can kind of glean off of before you get the whole shebang and the mm-hmm. backstory mm-hmm. and all that. But it set a predisposition for you that you're like, I guess that's something that she's just a bitch. But then you're like, oh. No, she's trying to save her fucking town.
And we'll talk and about just, that.
Just like everyone else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
they're not all assholes.
She is a thief. She robs from pirates, and that's what she was doing there. And she tells Luffy this clearly. She's like, I'm just going to work with you. I'm not a pirate. I'm not working with you. And he's like, all right, you're with us. And then she just up and steals the ship.
Luffy does.
And then he's like, oh, I got no ship. Got to get my navigator back. So Orange Town really wasn't much. It's just, hey, I'm Nami. Welcome to the crew.
Yeah, that made me angry.
Mm-hmm. Second part, just, though.
Yeah, second part's pretty okay.
Pretty, it's meaty, but not again. As meaty. So this
not as meaty.
This takes place somewhere in between Baratie when she steals the ship, and then after the Baratie, the floating restaurant, Nami goes back to her hometown, in order to talk to her actual boss. She's part of a pirate crew of fishmen. Led by the Arlong Pirates. And they basically ransacked her village about, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago, I think,
yeah, because she was a small child. Yeah,
and so we'll talk about the flashback first.
It was such a sad flashback.
She is the adoptive daughter of Bellemere and the stepsister of Nojiko. They were abandoned kids in a different country. A Navy person by Bellemere saved them. They come to the city. She adopts them. They grow up poor, and she's like, I don't want to be poor. And it's like, well, too bad. And it's like, we're not even family. And she runs away. And then it's mm-hmm. like, oh, I feel better because I'm a kid. And, you know, I guess I understand now. At the same time, fishmen come here, and then they basically destroy a town. And they're like, okay, if you don't want that to happen to you, you're going to pay us basically a lot of money.
50,000 belly per child, 100,000 belly per adult.
Exactly.
Yeah.
In the registrar, there was no children for Bellemere. However, she paid the amount for two children, saying that, you know, even though they're not blood related, they are family, and she would do anything for her family, which breaks my heart mm-hmm. every time I say it. Well, and so
it hit close to home. It hit close to home for me mm-hmm. because, like, I have a stepsister, mm-hmm. and, like, for the most part, like, if people just ask me, I'll be like, yeah, she's my sister. But then it's like, oh, what's the age difference? And I'm like, 2 months. And they're like, what the fuck?
Wait a second. That's
so, you know, whatever. She's my sister, you know.
Understand.
Not by blood, but she's my sister. And so this really hit me close to home.
Exactly. Family is a bond. It's
I was partial to this part.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's, overall, this arc in, like, just overall in the One Piece canon is really good. I really like this arc. Mm-hmm. It's a very interesting one. It gets deep into Nami's own head, really, and it gives you a lot to care about her and makes reasons why you shouldn't hate her.
Mm-hmm. And not only this, but this section actually had the room to breathe and, like, really tell a story.
For Garb, that is.
But for me, I feel like I was more attached to the people who died in this one versus
our little sword girlfriend.
Yeah, exactly. Where, like, she was there and then she died, like, a minute later.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Like, I'm really glad that they did give enough time for the backstory because that is a really important part of her character mm-hmm. as a whole. So I'm really happy that that still exists. But the fight makes me angry.
Ah, yeah.
Because the fight in the manga, at least, because I don't think I've gotten there on the anime or I haven't watched all of it. Mm-hmm. The fight in the manga is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it has so many different little things. Like, you saw the three, or technically the four guys.
I'll give you the names. There's Arlong, there's Hachi, mm-hmm. there's Kurobi, and there's Chu.
Yeah, they all...
Go ahead.
No, sorry, you go.
Chu is the one with the lips. I was just gonna say I love Arlong in his Hawaiian shirt, dude.
Oh, Arlong's fantastic.
He's awesome. Great. It's really funny.
Yeah, it's just makes me angry because there's like I think at least 10 chapters dedicated to the fight alone in the manga.
Mm-hmm.
And like there's so many little shenanigans that you don't get to see and it makes mm-hmm. me angry.
Like, yeah, I feel like the movies like there's that a lot.
I don't know who Octopus Guy's name is,
Hachi.
But Hachi's like there's an entire little arc of him being tricked and it's great and it makes me super happy, but I was like, "Damn, all they do is he has 6 swords." And then he loses to Zoro.
Yeah, the swords.
Yeah. I remember, I even posted a picture in Discord, and I was like, there it is, you weren't lying to me.
Yeah.
Why would I lie?
And then with the Arlong fight, like, there's an entire sequence of Luffy, like, trying to breathe underwater, and, like, townsfolk literally pulling his head out of the water because he's a stretch boy to get air. And, like, none of that was there. Mm-hmm. All he does was make a net, and that's it. And I'm like, fuck!
Yeah, there's a lot. That happens.
It's really good, and it makes me angry.
There should have been more goofs and gaffs. Exactly. And laughs.
Yes, that's like one of my main complaints about this entire. Because
you
thing.
Can tell that there's a couple parts where they try to get a little goofy, but
mm-hmm.
you know. Yeah, no, like there's just so much that you can't get. Like this is good to give you backstory. This is not good for giving you the vibe of One Piece
or the development.
Yeah.
Like, this I don't think this is a proper representation of One Piece.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. There are parts where, like, just the fact that he's a fucking stretchy boy is, like, goofy enough that's on true. Its own. And like then, like, then there's, like, all these serious yeah. fight scenes, and then he's just, like, stretching around being goofy. And it looks really yeah. out of place because this takes it a little more seriously mm-hmm. than it should.
Exactly.
You know? And it feels a little weird.
Yeah, it's just not great. Like, even, like, in Usopp's arc when he's fighting Kato, like, with his head, when he yoinks it back and headbutts him, like, it's pretty goofy in the anime, and you're like, I like this a lot. And even in the movie itself, it's like, okay, that's pretty goofy. I have a laugh, but it doesn't... You don't have the character development of how goofy Luffy is and how on character this action is for him.
Exactly. And what I usually tell people is, like, yes, this is a good way to, you know, see if you like One Piece, but this is also kind of more tailored to the fans, in a way. It's mm-hmm. like, you know this. This is like you don't need all this.
It's like, okay, yeah. if you want to rewatch some of that, like, here's a thing for you to watch.
Here you go. Know? We know you don't want to spend, like, 80 hours.
Yeah, for real. Yet again, like Dragon Ball Kai. So mm-hmm. it's like, okay, I want to experience it, that story again, but don't want to invest 1,000 hours into it.
Exactly. Now, at least for this episode, this is probably the third time. No, this is the second time it's been, again, reanimated. There's a movie that's specifically just the Nami arc in Arlong Park.
Okay.
It's called The Episode of Nami, which I believe would fix most of the problems you guys have in this segment, yeah, even though Garb liked it.
Is the clown in?
No. Actually, you know what? He appears for a little bit.
Is he?
In the other one, the TV special episode of Nami, not in this one. The other one, it's called.
Yeah, I know.
He appears for a short bit, but this one really goes in depth, even deeper into the backstory, even deeper into the mm-hmm. fights, and even a little deeper into the future of One Piece, sort of.
Mm-hmm. I kind of wish now that, like, you talked about it before, and you're like, you'd really like episode of Nami, mm-hmm. and I will watch that eventually. Like, that's a certain check on my watch list mm-hmm. that I need to have, but it's this. Is a great arc, and it didn't do it justice. Mm-hmm. That's just my main concern, because it's such a large mm-hmm. piece, and especially it's like the first time that the crew, like the base five,
mm-hmm.
all are in one like battle, one yeah, scene. That's exactly. the real bonding that like you will get from One Piece in general, mm-hmm. and you just don't get the feeling of like the togetherness that you should have. Mm. You know?
Yeah. Understandable. They actually
and
really
also,
they messed
Arlong's
up.
Great. He's great. He's awesome. I love Arlong.
They messed up Usopp's fight. His fight is actually really good.
Oh yeah.
This is like the best in my opinion.
It's definitely up there.
Yeah, it's like the first time I was because
he just runs. He just runs and it's goofy.
Yeah, sounds like Usopp.
Like they give you the little bit of him running and then he just fucking throws a log at him and
I win.
Then you're like. You're like, I win, but, like, in the, like, manga, you're like, he's running around for 10 chapters. Yeah. Like they like they're having like the big fight scenes, like, you know. But then every once in a while, they just get a little cut to Usopp just booking it, and I'm like, this is good. I like this.
This is just Usopp.
It's great. There's so much characterization in the part that you don't get enough of.
Exactly. So, that was technically the episode of Nami. Of course, she was
sorry.
She was freed. Of course.
Good for her.
Good for her.
We didn't talk about Pinwheel Man.
Oh right, he has a bigger he has a bigger role in, again, the anime and in the movie. But Pinwheel Man is, I would kind of equate him to like basically a father figure for Nami in here.
Yep.
And
yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm,
he was in the flashback too, right? Like, yes. He was the person.
He's the mustache.
He was like the sheriff.
And yeah. He was like, hey, Nami, like, listen, she sacrificed a lot for you. Like, yeah. Chill out, man.
And it's like, why are you stealing her money? There's for us.
Yeah, that's... Oof.
Oof.
Man, it hits you hard.
Yeah.
It definitely hits you hard, especially with that old man. Love him.
The Arlong arc is considered one of the best arcs in the East Blue Saga, of course. But
yeah.
Oh, it is.
So, like, this is...
Makes sense.
I feel like this is where people actually stop. They stop before Nami because they watch all four... Luffy, Usopp, Zoro, and Sanji, like the anime, and they're like, I don't think this is for me. This is a little too silly. But Nami's kind of where everything goes a little dark.
Yeah, it makes me a bit sad that it's this far in. It's 31 episodes in before you first get to Arlong Park, which is super sad because this is a fantastic part. But you just... not a whole lot of people get to it. Like, even I didn't get to it because I stopped halfway through, I think, Usopp's arc.
Yeah, Usopp really... Oof. I don't know.
Like, I like the cat guys. I fucking love, like, that now. But at the time, I was like, is this all it's gonna be?
Yeah.
So...
Again, the pacing was... I mean, like, I will say I miss the pacing of the old, which is, like, this East Blue stuff, but like for people who just regularly watch like seasons of like 24 or 13 episodes are like, get to the good stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, you gotta develop people before we actually get good stuff. Sorry about that. Give me one second, we just hit that. Okay, cool. let's play. No. So again, that was basically the episode of East Blue. Again?
Yeah.
I feel like it was more for the fans, mostly.
For sure.
But it works out, because it's like, hey, here's an introduction. Like, if you like it, there you go. Keep watching. But if you don't watch anymore.
It's okay. Like, thank you for stopping by.
Yeah, it's definitely a good intro, but I would say if you like this... I'd recommend you watching up to Arlong Park for real through the anime, which is like 40 episodes, which I can like say firsthand that that's a big commitment for some people, like even me.
How far am I in Dragon Ball Kai? I've been watching that for like 2 weeks.
It's just something that if you like this is like an intro, but shouldn't be your impression of it. This shouldn't be what you're reaching for. Like, how many episodes are you into Kai?
I've seen 38, and I've been watching this for, like, a couple weeks.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I guess this couple, like, this last week, I've probably watched 5 or 6 One Piece episodes. But as a, like, in general, especially getting through the first couple arcs is just not great for people who A, you know, want that action, or B, want to just get to what people say is good.
Because, like, I don't have a whole lot of fucking time, dude.
Yeah, it's true.
Exactly.
Like, the anime itself can lend itself to long watch periods.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike this, where it's very much just, we're getting through it, come on. We got to introduce
One Piece is
five
on Verve
characters.
Now, so. Yes. Well, I'll probably end up not watching it on Verve because Verve's video player is fucking garbage.
Oh, yeah, God, I've heard.
It should be on Crunchyroll because Funimation and Crunch Munch.
Crunchyroll's video player is good. I like Crunchyroll.
Crunchy Munch, they've got everything.
They sponsor us.
They even have the HD versions of One Piece. If you
Yeah, the remasters. so it's really good. I haven't been watching the remasters.
I don't watch them. I have the DVDs.
Hi. There you go.
Delicious. You can see I like One Piece just a little bit.
Yeah, I know. Pino's our One Piece guru. I'm the JoJo guru. Pino's the One Piece guru. Garb's the Dragon Ball guru.
Yep, it looks like they have it.
Yeah.
They have good all stuff. Of it. Holy shit.
Yeah, I told you. They have it on Hulu too, but I have Hulu with
Hulu.
Yeah, I know, because I have it with I have it free with my Spotify, so I get ads.
That's right.
And it's rough, so I'm like, fuck that. Yeah. I'm not.
That's one thing that's great about Crunchyroll is that it's like, okay, you pay like $10 a month, there you go. There's all the shit. And it's
lunch,
like cool.
Lunch. Delicious.
And like you can get the Verve combo pack and it's like you can use Verve, but it's there if you have to.
That's if you want to.
Yeah, if you're really just hankering for a Verve, go for it.
Alright.
Yeah, but I think that's really unless we want to just like go over any last final thoughts.
Yeah,
like, oh wait, fucking hell! I totally forgot about a bit that we have to do.
Oh, what bit?
What could you possibly be talking
God
about?
God damn it! I need to pull it up. Give me an hour.
Okay, sure.
I absolutely forgot about this.
I wonder what we forgot.
What episode is this?
This is like what is it? 9?
9? God damn it! Okay. Remember that bit that we aren't doing? Welcome to the 8th edition of Who's the Best Grill?
Oh my gosh.
Part of the podcast.
I didn't
where
know.
Where each contestant puts for their choice of best grill for the episode and duke it out for the title of Best Grill. Today, our contestants, once again, like it's not changing that often, it's Pino, Garb, and myself. Oh. Who are you each advocating for?
Oh boy, you guys can start.
Garb?
I'm picking, unless someone else really, really wants him, I'm going with the boy, Sanji.
Oh.
Sanji's a good boy.
Good boy. Good, good, good. All right, Chuck, what about you?
My boy, or grill, is Shanks. My beautiful, red-haired, straw hat, slashed eyes bastard.
Oh.
That's a good one.
That's
good
slashed one. Eyes. Ooh. And my best grill is actually a grill. It's Kurobe. No, I'm kidding. It's not a fish. I don't like fish.
Delicious.
I think mine would be Nojiko, actually, now that I think about it.
Mm. Mm. But no one picked Usopp. I thought one of you guys would pick Usopp.
He's too godly.
Well, I wish I could be... I really wish I could be like Usopp, but I can't.
Yeah.
I can't do it, man.
I'd feel wrong.
The pirates are coming.
I can't even do it right.
You'd be holding him back.
Usopp's a one-man army. Jesus Christ.
All right. So let's hear it from Garb first. So why is Sanji?
So, you know, when you're on a date with a girl, and the one blistering thing in the back of your mind, what is it? Well, of course, it's, God, I hope she can cook. Because Lord knows none of us probably can.
I can.
I can cook a little.
Shut up. For the sake of the I can cook cereal.
Oh, sorry. I can't cook. My bad.
I can cook noodles. One more ride down the Sanji slide.
Make way for the pasta prince.
Sanji's the pasta prince.
He's
great.
If only you knew.
Man. He's great, man. He can cook. He can kick ass. That's all I want.
Take names. I can't argue against that. That's just facts.
As a Zoro fan, I don't agree. Sanji's bad. He's not even as strong as Zoro.
No. Sorry for all you Zoro lovers out there, but that was my impression of you. I actually love Sanji, so I applaud you, Garb.
Yeah, Garb, like, this is a good character.
He's a good.
But... You know, he doesn't have a beautiful scar over his eye.
He loves
lovely red hair.
He loves the ladies.
And he has two arms. Gross.
Ew.
Yeah, Garb, he'll leave you for some other hot chick if he sees one. Come on.
Come on.
Yeah, you don't blame him.
I can't even see his other eye. Come on.
Yeah, come on. And
he doesn't need it. He only needs the one.
He has a Sharingan.
Doesn't have a good, cool tattoo that he got because his sister also got a tattoo against her will, but to make her feel comfortable, he got a tattoo for her.
But you wouldn't know that because you didn't watch the anime.
Whoopsie daisies.
All right, Chuck, go ahead.
Okay. Shanks. Ooh. This boy. I love him. more as a character than a love interest, but I'd probably bang him if he was like, hey, you wanna sex? And I'm like,
yeah, sure, why not?
Yeah, I guess. But Shanks is a great boy.
You can't say no to a good sexin.
That's true. Shanks is like a very, I think, influential character for like me and why I picked him, because he's buff. Mm. He's great. Mm-hmm. He wears this cool ass cloak that covers one of his stump of an arm.
Does he have an arm under there? Oh no, it's gone.
No, it's gone. But it's like he's so caring about like the people, like his crew that he loves. Like holy shit, you don't get the camaraderie that he has for all of his crew members on the Red Hair Pirates, which is great. And he's one of the fucking strongest pirates to ever sail. He was, spoilers, Gar, but he was part of the crew, the only crew that ever conquered the Grand Line.
That makes sense. He earns it. He deserves it.
But do you know
it.
What that means? That, boy. That means Buggy was part of the same crew.
Hey, I'm not saying Buggy's a bad grill. I'm just saying he's... Buggy just doesn't have that dank red hair.
World building, boys.
Look at the clown.
Look at this world that we've constructed over 800,000
chapters. Look at this
world
that I just found.
When I say go, get ready to fish.
Go. Oh, 800 episodes, not for me. Ouch. Let's try something else.
Good lord.
Memes aside, I just think Shanks is a really cool guy.
That's how I imagine everybody who says, oh, it's One Piece. 800 episodes.
Let's try something else.
I didn't know you were going to drop a huge spoiler like that, but that's not that huge. I could have just showed you episode zero instead.
I mean, yeah. It's pretty obvious that, like, someone, like, had gone there. I didn't expect him to be the first, but, I mean, it doesn't surprise me that he's conquered the Grand Line.
I think...
Oof, if only you knew.
I think it was spoiled to me. Like a while back before I even cared. Mm-hmm. But it's still like something that I'm like, I like this. This is a good...
Even though Shanks is the strongest, we have not seen him do much.
But half of anything that he can do.
But
it's wild. Anytime
he shows up, it's real. Like, gets real.
Love him.
You picked a good man. You picked a very, very good man.
I try.
I can't say no to him. He laughs off you throwing some stuff on him.
And then he fucking beats the shit out of you.
Like, and he was willing to sacrifice an arm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For a little stretchy boy.
One stretchy.
Who would win? Who would win? A giant fish or one stretchy boy?
Who would win? An arm or no? A kid who can't swim and ate a fruit he wasn't supposed to, or one arm?
or one grabby boy.
Not the grabby boy. Oh man, his character. God, you're so good.
Love him.
But you're all wrong. Okay. Okay. Let me talk about your girl Nojiko here, okay? Purple hair, already off to a good start. Dark skin, already off to a good start. Nami sister, already off to a good start.
She was way whiter in the original.
Yeah, no, she was actually kind of darker in the original. In this one, she was whiter.
Well, like in her childhood.
Oh yeah.
When she was a small child, she was fucking pale.
Yeah. She's basically one of the only people who Nami trusted. She is a good person. She cares for her sister a lot. She acts a lot like... She's like the nicer side of Bellemere, you know? She really cares for her sister. And that's what I like. I'm just like, yo, you are... I I want you.
It's the real shit, man.
Yeah. Oh. Now time to take them on a date. In our dating segment, what is your first ideal date?
Dude, I'd buy the shit to have Sanji make me the most bomb-ass filet mignon I've ever had in my life. Ooh. I would buy the ingredients, he just cooks, and we just chill the fuck out, man.
Cheers.
That sounds dank, honestly.
I fucking love filet mignon.
Dude, that
sounds
good.
Filet mignon's great. I can't even argue with that. Like, for me... Shanks and I would just go to a bar and get drunk.
That sounds tight.
That would just be our day, and then we'd just like, you know, chill and eat and just have a good grand old time.
Nothing wrong with that.
And as for me, I'll be tending the tangerine gardens out there. Wow.
Wait, is that a sexual innuendo?
No, I actually will help. I mean, I'm allergic, but you know.
Does the carpet match the drapes?
Oh no, what have I done?
I Nojiko, I just wish she had a little bit more time in the sun. You didn't get to see her enough.
Mm-hmm.
She looks like, a lot, considering how brown she is, I think she's been in the sun quite a bit.
Ouch, owie.
Well, but not yeah.
That was a stupid joke.
It was a really bad one, to be frank. But she, Nojiko also just is one of the prime examples for unrealistic expectations in women, because look at that legitimate hourglass figure. That hot. Yeah.
That's a trend with the new art style. That
I know.
Look at Nami too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, I'm just saying that
Nami's cans are bigger than my head.
Yeah, her melons are a little bit pronounced.
Just wait for the time skip.
No, I know. I've seen some of the time skip stuff. That's wild.
I'm gonna look up fan art.
Oh boy. You'll see a lot of stuff, but that's how it is.
That's it. Nojiko's good, but not as good as Shanks.
Okay, well, you guys can decide. Just send your opinions. Right? I don't know
Nojiko,
the email.
Nojiko kind of reminds me of a part 5 JoJo character for some reason.
Who?
You mean
just
the looks?
Part 5 in general. Yeah, just like...
I guess I see it.
Yeah, I see
a little bit.
Maybe it's just the specific panel I'm looking at
Maybe it's just the lips.
I think it's the face for sure for me. And the hair. But yeah, that's it. Pino was saying that if you want to write in anything to tell us that we're wrong and we should have picked God Usopp.
We should have picked Ben Beckman, the one you guys don't know the name of.
Who is that?
The guy who beat up all the mountain bandits at the beginning. He's like, you need a warship.
That's right. No, that's right. That's right. I remember that boy.
Actually,
he's a good guy.
Lucky Roo is the best. The fat boy who just shot the guy.
Oh, Lucky Roo's fantastic. I love the when the mountain bandits first come in, he's just biting that meat for the entire exchange.
He's lying.
He doesn't move. He's just like, ah.
You bite that meat.
He's great. I love him. He's great.
I'm glad at least in this version they fix his size, because in the first episode he's like super short. When you see him again, he's the actual size in this re-adaptation. I'm just like, what happened? What'd he eat?
He ate that meat.
He ate that meat fruit.
Mm, delicious. But if you want to write us, email us at funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com. Once again, that is funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com. Or you can find us on Twitter at 3weebros, spelled out at the at symbol, duh. T-H-R-E-E-A-W-E-E-B-R-O-S. And you can tweet at us.
Please.
All right, it's time for the moment.
Please send us fan mail.
Please. Please clap.
Give me.
Wait. I just looked at the picture. This is post time skip. This is time skip.
Yeah, that is time skip, which I like her design better in post time skip.
All right, it's time for the moment I've been waiting for. Your ratings so that I can cry. I mean, your ratings. So, what would you give this specific adaptation of the first episodes of One
Ghost
Piece?
Dunkalax.
I would give it a solid 3.2. The reason I'm not giving it up to 3.5 or higher is because of the fact that the story just didn't have enough time to breathe for all the tragic backstories, which are good. The source material is good. It's great. I enjoy it. I will consider watching more in the future because I liked it. Hey, man, it was good stuff.
Hey, man, you tricked me.
Yeah, exactly. There was, the whole... I even, put a thing on Twitter. I said that, you tricked me, and then I actually enjoyed it. But
it's a bad anime. Don't watch it.
I liked it. I liked this. It was good. It was a good little introduction.
Not bad.
And I wish more, of the big shows would do stuff like this, the Dragon Ball Kai and this East Blue special.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, Chuck, let's hear you.
Animation looked good. It was clean. Go ahead.
Today, I'm going to be giving out my lowest score ever by me.
It's a zero.
Joke's on you. It's -5.
Oh, no. Not again.
No, I'm saying a 2.9, actually. Which...
Understandable, though, I will say.
Let me get this straight. Mm-hmm. Right now, at least, I love One Piece, which I never thought I would ever say.
Yeah,
I never thought I'd ever hear any of you guys actually it.
But One Piece
it's good.
Is, my jam. But because it's my jam, I can critically look at this and say that it is not the best One Piece can show you to get you into the anime.
Yeah.
Not to get you into the series itself. It is a very good blanket, look at this, this is what we have. If you like more of it, come watch it. That, it does a great job of that. But judging it as a One Piece property, it doesn't live up to the expectations that it probably should be hitting.
Mm-hmm. Very understandable and very real, actually.
Mm-hmm.
You're criticizing because you love it.
Yes. And that's what I will actually do today as well. I don't know if it's my lowest score, but I will be giving this probably like a 3.4 out of 5. Again, it's good. You know, you've got great animations. You've got, in my opinion, some of the best tracks One Piece has to offer. If you paid attention to the music, you have a good overview of what each character can and does bring to the table. But they were seriously lacking in the dedication and time needed.
It's a good appetizer.
Yes.
It's not
no
the full course meal.
No goofs.
I'm angry that there were no goofs.
There's a lot of goofs.
I needed more goofs.
It's a lot
no gaffes, no clowns.
There's no clown. Because of the severe lack of clowns, I'm docking it 2 extra points.
I'm giving it a flashy 2 points. Oh no. Yes, I think this is a good way to start. I think that maybe, I feel like if I were to, if I could have redone this episode, I would have actually made you watch just the episode of Nami. Even though it would only talk more about Nami, you'd get the general sense of the development and like kind of like the things the crew have.
Yeah, for sure.
But I won't make you watch it, don't worry, because we already watch a condensed version. If you want to watch it on your own, go ahead. If you want to watch it with me, go
probably
ahead.
Will.
Yes, that was One Piece, the East Blue special. That is my tea in the background. It's tea time.
It's back.
Pizza time.
No.
Pizza time.
Not the pizza time.
But before we sign off, what are we doing next week?
Grub, that's you.
But it is?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
No, is it me or is it you? Am I blind?
I'm pretty sure. No, it's me. It's me. It's me.
Are
Hold
you
on.
Sure?
I gotta
it
look.
Is you.
Oh, we're
I
watching
know what
Little
it
Witch Academia.
Oh, good lead up to that.
Ooh, and this is a movie, too.
Yeah, we're watching the movie. Yeah, another movie. We've been doing Easy Boys.
Yeah, until we hit next episode. But this week, this is actually the last of our 3-week extravaganza where we hate ourselves because we're watching Shorty Boys and having to do an episode every week, which, guys, it's fucking rough. I'm gonna lay this out in front
we're
of everyone.
We're not gonna do it ever again, probably.
We'll do
but
it.
Watch Shrek.
We'll watch all Shrek. When Shrek 5 gets released, we can
a Shrek extravaganza.
Shrek extravaganza. But
watch that
favorite.
that one movie about the water. Something about the color of water. What is that? The one with the green guy?
What?
Never mind. Okay.
The shape of water.
Yeah, we're going to watch that.
It's what you're reaching for? Good.
Great. Oh, I think I know what you're talking about when
it's
you say we
one.
Should do this again.
With the
I
green
think
boy.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you should. But that's it, really. This has been I like this episode.
This is
there wasn't
good.
As many. There was a lot of criticism, but with love.
Dog, that's what I live for. I live for the criticism.
Jesus, Pino, are you, like, in a kitchen? Are you with Sanji right now? Is he cooking up a damn good fine meal for
Let's just say I'm already on the second half of the Grand Line, and lunch is waiting for me soon. Stop doing that, Chopper.
Good. There you go.
Usopp, get your nose out of my face.
Get your nose out of my butt.
I don't know where that's been. Oh, God.
Oh, no, Usopp, please.
Usopp, please.
Okay.
Usopp, please.
Okay. Oh, one last thing before we go. Usopp's known
no
to be a liar, right?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
What?
Pay attention to his lies, because some of these lies
are not like the other.
Some of these lies may or may not come true. He's a god.
He's really gonna become the.
He's really god. I can't believe it.
I knew it.
Right. I knew it all along.
He's the god like, over our real universe right now, the one you're living in, you're breathing in, you're in right now.
When
Usopp
you die
is your master.
And you go up to the pearly gates, you're
it's
expecting
Usopp.
To see God, but it is
Usopp.
Actually
it's,
Usopp.
It's just like a cloud, like, slowly moves past, and, like, all you see is, like, the tip of his nose.
I can show, I'm gonna, like, put that picture right here, hold up 1 second. I'll do it, because it's the best, like, image I've ever seen. Hold up. But, you know, this
is it gonna be like Jaws, but it's Usopp's nose.
We're close. Hold up. I guess I'll just do that. Let me see. Can I?
Connor, you should probably close out the episode while we're.
Oh right. Well, I've been. What's my name?
I don't know.
I've been Pino. To that island again, but looks like he's decided to start swimming. Is Chuck?
I'm coming.
And the one who actually ended up on the boat.
I'm swimming.
The guy who's actually now on a boat. He's not breathing. Is that Scar?
I'm coming. Guys, just wait. Wait, stop the boat.
Oh God.
Stop the boat.
And I'm still here. I don't know where I am, but I was here.
Stop the boat, please. Someone, anyone.
And we'll see it. We'll see you next week.
Stay vapping.
Oh God.